Pacific 9 do. Weekdays 1 to 4pm. East Coast Radio. Should we keep it or cut it?
This is our usual Monday segment, and friends of the show send up producer Sihle at ecr.co.za an email, and they explain a situation that they're currently going through where somebody in their life is doing them dirty, doing them wrong, you name it. And you and I get involved with our two cents, and we try and give them some advice about the situation and help them decide if they should keep or cut this person out of their life. Now, it's a very tricky one today because it's all about family. And this is the email. I'm going to read it to you. She's anonymous. She doesn't want to send us a message or put a voice on the radio. I think she's a bit afraid she may get judged because this is very tricky. Hi, Vic. I have three kids. One is my 18-year-old son. I also have a daughter who is 13 years old and another 10-year-old boy. The problem is my 18-year-old simply refuses to do anything to help me with his siblings. Both his dad and I work, and money is tight because of the coronavirus, and we've had to scale back on some things. My son has a part-time job and he works evening shifts. So most of the day, he could be at home watching his siblings, but he just won't do it. I've spoken to him about it and he says it's not his job and we must get a babysitter because he wants to do other things. He wants to live his best life. He lives in my house and I told him it's the least he could do. Should I ask him to move out or am I being harsh? Anonymous in Ridgeview. All right, so this is tricky. There are a couple of things here. He's 18 years old. He does have a job. He works night shifts. So in a way, he is contributing and he is doing him. Well, let's hope he's doing something. And this goes back to our story the other day where we asked you, should your parents expect you to pay rent once you turn 18? Or if you're still living at home, no matter how old you are. So he's 18 years old. Should he have that amount of responsibility? Does he have to look after? I don't know. I mean, I think it's pushing it by asking if you should cut him out your life. I mean, rather ask him to move out, but you're literally asking if we should keep him or cancel him. So now I need your help. 0617929495. Should Anonymous in Ridgeview keep or cut her son and tell him to move out because he refuses to watch his siblings?
Hi, Vic. It's Nano here. With regards to the keep and cut situation, I think Anonymous should cut her son. I think as for the part, the son's part, it all comes down to respecting his parents. I mean, like, they raised him, they watched him, and the least he could do is help them at least. If he doesn't want to watch the siblings, he should at least have something to pay for daycare, because in this lockdown situation, I don't think anyone can afford to send their kids to school.
No, I get what you're saying, right? But I mean, it's a bit harsh for her to cut a son and tell him to move out because he doesn't want to watch his siblings. But yes, maybe contribute by paying some rent if you're so passionate about trying to teach. I mean, I don't even know if you're trying to teach your son some sort of like life skill. Yeah, you just want him to help out because you need the help. We got a very cool point from Ashi.
They are his siblings, not his children.
Yeah.
It's the parents' responsibility to take care of the children. So if they want to hire him as their babysitter,
pay him.
Then they must pay him to watch the children. Otherwise, they must pay someone else to do it. You decide to have children. Your children don't decide to have siblings.
I keep saying this. Like, why did you bring me into the world to pay bills?
Hi, Mr. Vic. It's Mapele here from Durban.
Hey.
I'm 20, by the way.
Ooh,
and I used to contribute a lot at home while I was 18. I started working while I was 18.
Good on you.
I would buy food and I would cook. I would do everything I had to. And the guy is 18, he's working night shift, so the whole day is not doing anything. That's the least he could do, watch his siblings. The man is not being harsh at all. She's not being harsh. If he wants to live his best life, he should move out and live his best life. Yeah.
You know, my other story here is that he works night shift, so he's not exactly chilling during the day. He's recovering from the night shift.
Hi, Vic. Hey. Just listening to the comment there. This is Kelvin from Nottingham Road.
Cool.
I think that lady, your family, should give that 18-year-old the option. of paying rent or looking after the siblings. If they pay, if he wants to pay rent, then that's fine. Then the rent will go to looking after the paying for the caretaker. Thanks. Great listening. Ciao.
Thank you. I just have a feeling though, if you're working night shift, surely you're resting at some point during the day. And then she wants to know from us, should she keep or cut her son? Basically ask him to move out if he doesn't want to like pull up his socks or what is it? Pull his weight? Yeah, pull his weight.
Hi, Vic. I'd like to know, according to the mother, when is the son supposed to get some rest after his night shift? Because working a night shift is not a joke, and also looking after kids is not a joke. So, especially if it's whole day,
I'm gay.
The mother must get a babysitter. I totally agree. I mean, he can contribute to the household needs, including that of the babysitter. But I think it's unfair to expect him to work a night shift and come back and take care of kids all day. No.
How's it? I'm just wondering, is this Oak sleeping in the morning?
Because
when does he actually catch up on his sleep, and how long is his hours that he work at night? Because then, of course, he needs some rest. But then, on the other hand, because every situation now is difficult, his mom should actually just give him his boundaries by saying, listen, as the previous guy said from Notties, you know what? These are your options. I totally agree with that. If you're 18, old enough to handle a cell phone, you're old enough to deal with the work, then you can just as well dish up some of your effort to take part in the responsibilities. Although it's not your children, you're literally helping mom out.
I mean, but where do we draw the line? Like, honestly, how much can you expect from an 18-year-old in terms of responsibility? Do they really have to pay their way and start paying bills and, like, finding their way and pulling their weight at 18? Isn't it a bit much?
Hi, East Coast Radio. Okay, I'll just hear what this lady said. It's his siblings, not his children.
Yeah.
So if they want him to assist, then yes. But just on that note, how old is he? And
18.
He's still living at home, contributing nothing. Well, we don't know.
Does he have
is.
To?
But yeah, it's a two-way street, eh? Help your parents. Are they helping you, living, letting you live there? I mean, if he's got a job, he should be able to, if not move in his own place, at least help with some responsibilities. Then you can go, okay, I'm paying my way, more than happy to assist with the kids, and you pay me a certain amount.
Mm.
But yeah, like, he can also actually just pull himself towards himself and let them help them.
I just feel like maybe 18 is a bit too young to be asking for that sort of commitment. If he was like 21, 23, then maybe we can start talking. But Robert, man, should Anonymous in Ridgeview keep or cut his son by asking him to move out if he refuses to help with his siblings?
We have a keeper.
All right, there you go. Mr. Robert, man, says that she should keep her son and not cut him out.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.